Remarks. To helpers at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, May 6, 1907. Remarks to helpers at the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. 1 Peter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now there is a virtue in the trial of the faith. The virtue is just the use you make of that. We need not think that we can have a sanitarium here, or in any place, and different persons brought together, and bring in various temperaments that associate, and we can carry everything through with that distinction and grace that belongs to every Christian conversation. We need not think that we can mold every person to our individual mind. God does not design that. We all have an individuality that will represent itself, and yet it can be under the control of the Holy Spirit of God, that there shall not be friction. Persons as old as I am, and that shall connect with the sanitarium, may feel as though they must carry everything just as they want them to do, but it does not always come out that it is best for them to do it. Now, we are to be in that position so that we are kind, so that we are Christ-like. We are not to feel that we must have a particular straight line that everyone has got to come up to. We are of different minds, and we have come into the institution to act out our individuality under the controlling influence of the Spirit of God. We are to bear in mind that the work which we accomplish here in this institution is to be a work that will blend and where hearts will be benefited, no matter how old we are. The Word of God is our lesson book. The Word of God we are to carry out, and John gives it to us, Peter gives it to us, and we have it in a marked manner that is represented in 2 Peter 1. Now we do not create this ourselves. It is the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. We want to be in the position to catch every ray of light that comes from the character of Jesus Christ when we see others that are differing, no matter whether the workman is out of doors or indoors. When we were here, the first question was, is there really water for us? Shall we get it? Well, I told them, keep at work cheerfully and we shall see. Well, they kept at work. I was sick in the chamber. I said, I don't want anyone to come into my room because I am sick and I do not want to see you there. But there was a tap on the door in the morning and someone saying, we are coming in anyhow. It was Brother Palmer and my son. They said, last night water came in as big as my arm. Well, we all rejoiced that they had gotten the run of water. The next morning they came in and said, there is 15 feet of water and our tools are all at the bottom of the well. Now, you see how quickly they were troubled and worried and perplexed, but how quickly the Lord changed the features of things. Those that come to a sanitarium will have some friction, unless they make up their minds to assimilate to the Spirit of God and to carry on the principles of true Christianity in every respect, and unless each one will come into a position so that they will be tender-hearted, pitiful, and courteous. What are we fighting for? Health. We want health. What will bring health? It is peace of mind and happiness of soul. Every one of us, then, is a physician, in a certain sense. Every soul is to act as a healing balm in everything that they do in the sanitarium and out of the sanitarium. And what is needed is the deep moving of the influence of the Spirit of God upon the human heart. Whose are we? We are the Lord's. Now a few words here. Grace and peace be multiplied. Verses 2 to 4. Who has given it? It is the source of all power. It is the great chief physician. Now let every one of us, if we think others are out of gear, see that we are not out of gear. See if we do not need something. Do not begin to question and to criticize and to find fault. Put every bit of it out of the way. This is a sanitarium. This is to be a physician to all that come, to be a physician for healing of strength, for supporting all that come. You have not right to bring in the criticizing element at all. If the criticism comes from the outside, we want them to see and know that we do not work on that line, to see that we work on another, a higher and nobler line, that is our position. Whereby are given diligence. 2 Peter 1, verse 4, 5. Now how is it? In every institution in our world that claims to be under the direction and the commandments of God, is to obey the Lord, is to live this that I am to read to you, whereby are given divine nature. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. What a possibility! What a wonderful right that is! Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, now you have a sum in addition. And beside this knowledge, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, charity. 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8. But he that lacketh, blind. Verse 9. Now we always prove it, when there is any difficulty, there is a blindness all around of this one and that one. And little things start up that grow and increase in magnitude until it seems there is a great difference. Well, now, it does not need to be. Ye are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. Now suppose you knew God was right by your side. Would you not keep a strict observance over your actions? Would you not seek to please the divine nature? We ought to. Now he says, for if these things be in you, of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 8. Now, I think in every church, in the church in San Diego, they should feel the responsibility resting upon them to carry themselves circumspectly under all circumstances, that they may give a healthy influence to the tone of this institution. And then every worker that comes in here, whether they are outside of the house or on the inside, knows that Christ presides over all these important working agencies to perfect characters and fitness for the future immortal life. We are not living for ourselves. We are not living to exalt and elevate ourselves, but we are living to be the simple children of God and to do to the very best of our ability in all the work that is committed to us to do. That is our business, to make the perfection of that work and to seek in everything to carry out the will of God and to leave the very holiest impression upon every mind. And when this is done, we shall see what we shall read about now. But he that lacketh these things never fall. 2 Peter 1, verse 9, 10. You see what an assurance it is. The Word gives us this. Now we have a life insurance policy that I present to every congregation where I can have an opportunity. An everlasting life insurance policy. Now remember that it means something to us. For so an entrance, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, verse 11. Now there is our life insurance policy. Will you take stock in it? Does the Lord take notice of things here? Certainly He does. He has had afflicted ones come here. He has had those that have been suffering under deep affliction and were bound up in the most erroneous theories. But what did they see? They saw Christ was here. They saw His Spirit was here, that His salvation was here. And then they began to think, here I am in sorrow. And they then wanted to study the Bible. And they gave them the Bible, and they took the Bible and explained to them what it was. Now these persons came out here all stirred on the truth, and they were baptized. I think they were here. And then they died, and they were buried. I do not know they were buried. Now, if one soul is worth more than the whole world, it is of a greater loss than the whole world. I ask you if we are converted, because unless we are converted, we shall not work on that principle of addition, add to your faith virtue, charity. And now, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be heirs to salvation, and you never will fall. Isn't it best for us to be good-natured? Isn't it the very best thing that we can do to open the heart to the dear Savior and let Him come in and take possession of us? Isn't it best to secure the everlasting life insurance policy by a right course of action? I am so sorry to see so few here. I am so sorry. Oh, how my heart has ached, because it ought not to be thus and need not be thus. It is what has been created. And we had better let the converting power of God come into our hearts and into our minds, that no one present shall fix themselves as a criterion, but that everyone shall work for the benefit that the peace of Christ may abide upon us. We are getting ready for eternity. We are getting ready for that sanitarium that is above. We are getting ready to have one that shall walk with us to the tree of life and welcome us to eat of that fruit which gives life. We walk. And we listen to the things He speaks. For there were things here that we could not understand. But he takes that word, and he knows every verse that we could not understand, every chapter. He will open the word as he walks by the tree of life, and the trees on either side of the river of the water of life, that flows from the throne of God. He is expressing. He is telling us all about the intricacies of the word, where we did not understand, where we stumbled over it. But we overcame that by the word of our testimony and our humility of mind. Now I want to say, I feel an intense interest for every living soul, and it seems as though I want to be right out where I used to be, many years ago, where I used to travel and have the congregations before me. It seemed to me I could draw them by the power of the grace of God. I could draw them to the Word and to Jesus Christ. I want to do it again. I feel, since I have been here and see such weakness in the Church of God, I want to take the truth to them as it is in Jesus. I long to hold him up as the one that is the mighty healer and that has been the life insurance policy, and I want to tell everybody of it. How long my strength will hold out, I do not know. But I want to say that every one of us is responsible for our intelligence. Every one of us is responsible for our growth in grace. The truth of God is to melt and subdue the human heart. If you do these things, the word is, ye shall never fall. Wherefore, I will not be negligent. Present truth. 2 Peter 1, verse 12. Now here you may make a mistake. Although you are established in the present truth, you may make a mistake, but you must be ready to correct that mistake. Do not feel that there is no mistake you can make at all. John calls us little children. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Purifieth himself. 1 John 3, verse 1-3. Now do not be too ardent to purify others. Purify himself even as he is pure. Verse 3. Will you think of these things? Even as Christ is pure. I want to be a Christian, and no doubt every one of us wants to be a Christian. Keep your own living machinery in order. And when you would speak a word of difference or objection, just bear in mind that silence is eloquence. If I speak, I may irritate. If I keep silence, that is the greatest eloquence that I can show on this occasion. Now let us remember that. Do not let us throw out and strike out a word and show our objectionable traits of character. Let us be peaceable as little children. The Lord God of heaven will be with the managers in the business transactions that will be carried on here. If we will only stand to let the light from heaven shine into our hearts, and we live on the plan of addition, adding grace to grace, then we shall never fall, for so we shall have an entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do not know as I have any more in particular to say. I have things that I shall send to you when I go away, after I can get it in shape, but I want to tell you, watch your words. Live on the plan of addition. As you live on the plan of addition, God works on the plan of multiplication. Now let us act like children, but yield our own dispositions, wrong habits, our own temperaments, to put them one side, and to avoid creating one single thing that will irritate the mind of another. Now it belongs to us all to do this. We can do it, if we will, and God would have us work as little children, and look unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, let us think of these things. Do not let us get the idea that everything we think and act is perfection, because it is no such thing. We make mistakes, and we want to correct them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we want to avoid everything that shall create dissension and strife. Then there is a heaven for us, and there is not any strife there. We shall see the King in His beauty. I tell you, we are getting ready. It seems as though the church is asleep. I am pleading in the night, with all the strength that I can, to create something that will turn their attention to the preparation for the future life, that the gates may be thrown open, and we may enter in through the gates into the city, and have a right to the tree of life. Now shall we not take hold in faith? We have had unbelief, enough of it. Let us take right hold by faith in Jesus Christ. Let us walk in humility in mind, and the grace of God will be in us, and we shall see His salvation, and then to meet the Holy Family, to listen to the words of Christ, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then the golden harp is touched, and the music of heaven is heard, and there they cast their crowns at the feet of their Redeemer, and they give glory to Him that has overcome in their behalf, that they might overcome. We may every one overcome. He has stood the test of the fiercest temptations, tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Now He is our pattern. Let us take Christ as our pattern, and we shall certainly have an entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.